At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
How do you explain the power surge we're seeing from Torrens right now?
It's fun. I know that much. He's always driven the ball well in that direction. I fought for a bit, like he was enjoying some of the parks we played in on the road. Smaller right field, intelligent hitting. That ball was crushed today. The ball does not go out easily there. 105 in the oppo gap. Impressive. So thrilled to see it. He's called a good game, too. He's been really good for us.
What did you think made Scott as effective as he was today?
I thought he came out and kind of bullied them with his fastball at the outset. In the last game, kind of, I think he got out and he was cutting balls and sweeping balls really quickly. I think first pitch of the game last time, he went straight to a cutter, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But when he's been really good, he's kind of bullied him with his heater and then speeds them up, and then the secondary really plays. I thought he kind of followed that script today. He's going to want back those two leadoff walks that both came around to score. Commanded the ball well all day beside the hit batsman and the two leadoff walks. I know him. He's going to want those back.
You spoke the first day that Lavender was up here about, you know, wishing that you could have gotten him a soft landing and not being able to, but... seems like now he's become that guy that you feel very comfortable putting into those difficult situations. Just knowing him as you have in your role, what makes him so well equipped to get out of those mid-inning jams like that?
He's got elite confidence, conviction in his pitches, doesn't care what the velo says on the scoreboard. He expects to beat the hitter, and that belief carries him through his performance. It's good stuff. It's really good extension. It's a different look. So when you give it against two really good lefties right there, CJ Abrams, one of the best left-handed hitting guys in the game right now. He's been really impressive this year. So to come in, two guys on, seems like every time he comes in, there's two guys on. I don't know if I maybe given him one or two clean innings. It's always into a mess, and I think he likes the fire a little more in soft landings.
Tim, how do you explain what's happened here the last 12 games, just this turnaround?
It's guys playing good baseball. I've mentioned resiliency. Almost all of these games, we find ourselves down at some point in time, and I think the mentality has flipped from here we go again to here we go again. This is what we do, and I think there's a big distinction between those two things and your expectations. Like your play follows that, and I don't feel anybody deflated after we find ourselves trailing in a baseball game. I think this group, the entire time I've been here preceding me, they work incredibly hard. The work is great coming into the day. It's hanging on to belief and expectation when you find yourself down. And I think the group's done that really well, and they've enjoyed playing together, and it's been fun to be a part of.
And just another good performance from Kodai in that role?
Yeah. It's hopefully becoming customary. It's really good. He's doing a nice job.
Abby?
How do you assess Kodai this weekend as a whole now that he got two saves, he warmed up last night, so he didn't quite pitch back-to-backs, but just how have you seen him sort of assimilate to the workload?
Yeah, he's handling it really well. We're going to continue to talk to him and ensure we take care of him. There will be times where everybody is wanting to probably hear beat it play, and we're going to have to go a different direction. But for us, he's doing everything we want him to do right now. We'll continue to just kind of monitor his health and how he feels and try to do our best to put him in good positions.
He was pretty adamant that first day after the trade deadline that he still thinks of himself as a starter, still wants to be a starter at some point, but it kind of seems like he's embracing the role right now. I mean, he does have a new entrance and all that.
Yeah, I was a couple things. Like, really glad that he felt confident and comfortable voicing what was important to him, what he wants to do. You want players to do that. And then also a ton of respect for saying, but whatever the team asks me to do, I'm gonna do with everything I've got and do it the best I possibly can. And he's done that. How much joy he's taking from doing that, like, that's a question for him. Seems to be enjoying it. We're all enjoying what he's doing right now. So he's been huge for us in that. I think every single player wants to impact winning, and he's done that in a pretty profound way over the last 10 days.
Jerry Bindu.
You were with Luis in San Diego, and he was a Rule 5 guy, right?
I was, yes.
What's it say for him? You know, that's a hard spot. As a young catcher, be a Rule 5 guy, kind of sit for a whole year. What's it say for him? He's gotten to this point in his career where he's now, you know, if not a number one catcher, a 1A catcher for a big market team.
Yeah, I think there is. It's really cool when you get to see two ends of somebody's journey in life. He was Rule 5, not in the normal way a Rule 5 occurs. He played a quarter of the season in Staten Island, which was rookie ball, and the other quarter of a season in Charleston, South Carolina, and then half the season he was hurt. So he was Rule 5 out of rookie ball, and then he's got to go catch in the big leagues with guys that have pitched in the big leagues for a long time. It's incredibly hard what we asked him to do. I was nervous. I wasn't excited about getting a catcher from rookie ball to catch for me in the big leagues at that point in time. And then when I got to know him, easy guy to fall in love with. It's an easy guy to see the tool set and the work he has put in over the last decade to go from where he was then to where he is now. It's fun for me to see, and he deserves all the credit for it. He's done some impressive things. This team, everybody loves throwing to him. He's having some big swings for us right now. Very happy for him. It's been a heck of a journey.
Andrew?
Seems a little bit like Daniel Duarte's kind of sailed under the radar here. What have you seen from him in those high leverage spots that's allowed him to be effective?
Yeah, it's an unpredictable mix. You don't know how he is going to attack you as a hitter. It strikes with all those unpredictable pitches, and you're seeing some good velo out of him right now. So add all that up and then say, like, put him in the same bucket as Lavender with just kind of having a low heartbeat in dicey situations, and he's been really, really good.
What did you make of those two defensive plays from Carson again today?
He's really defending the field well. It's fun to see. It's fun to see a guy. I saw him right after he got drafted in the outfield to what he has evolved into. He always had the skill to do it. It's fun to watch him do it on a big league field.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?